Well, a very blessed good morning. Welcome to Moments of Assurance Weekend. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. This morning, I'm going to be talking about where true security in life can be found. You know, I got to thinking about that word security. I mean, if you listen to the news from time to time, you're not going to get much that's very encouraging about the future at all. For example, headlines such as Zika virus not controllable. Or 170 years from now, guess what? Women will earn as much as men. Really? That long from now? There's no encouragement or security in that. Or how about this? Social Security benefits set to rise by an average of $4.05 per month. Wow. It indeed is very difficult to discover any real hope or security at all by those headlines or by reading the Wall Street Journal or USA Today or Time Magazine or by watching the news on television. Also, you're not going to be able to discover it in your position at the company or corporation that you serve or your popularity in the community, no matter how great. I mean, all these things are fine as far as they go. But the problem is, they only go so far. They don't provide you with any lasting security, assurance, or hope. So where does one go to get it? All those things? Especially security? That all is well that ends well? Well, you can go to the Holy Scriptures, and you're going to see that all is well that doesn't end. Namely, you don't end, you continue to live. Since for you and for all Christian people, your life is never going to come to a conclusion. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. There's no perhaps or maybe in that statement. So you can get a real sense of security in your life when you ponder those blessed words of Holy Writ. Believe them. They're true, and they're definitely for you. The prophet Isaiah has written, but now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. That's the bottom line. That's where security can be located, at the bottom line, which is Christ. St. Paul wrote, for I desire to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. So there is real security and a genuine hope in those words as you ponder them, think about them, as you ask the Holy Spirit even to apply them to your life through the power of his blessed word. No, security isn't going to be in your money. It's not even going to be in your honey. It's not going to be whether the weather is even sunny. It's going to be all in Christ. Everything that matters, bottom lining it, is in Jesus Christ. Indeed, Jesus came all the way down from heaven so that you could go all the way up to heaven freely on his ticket. When it comes right down to it, that is ultimately all that matters. Jesus once said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. Well, I don't know about you, but I can get into that never dying thing. I tell you. And ultimately, through my baptism, I'm already there. I'm already there. Years ago, I started collecting model cars of the 1940s and 50s and 60s. Well, they're now in my basement, and they're under beds, or they're on windowsills, and they're in every nook and cranny of our Western Franklin, Missouri home. Yes, all those crannies are cramped with those special historical model vehicles. I probably have 60 to 70 of them. And you know what? They used to have a lot of value for me. However, with each passing year, as I get closer and closer to my eternal home, items like the ones that I've just mentioned pale in comparison with what really counts, namely Jesus. He's what really counts. He's who really counts. He's the bottom line. He's what matters. Nothing else matters, ultimately, than the matter of the cross, where Jesus died for all your sins, and the matter of the resurrection, when Jesus raised himself from the dead, and he said words that have come down the centuries of time to this very moment into your heart. May they come into your heart and mind today. He said, because I live, you will live also. Yes, Jesus lives. He's necessary for you. Not to explain the gaps in your thinking, but to fill them with his love and with his forgiveness in and through Jesus Christ. Indeed, Jesus is necessary for heaven. I mean, hey, that's where you and I are going. You're listening to Moments of Assurance. This is the weekend edition here on Worldwide KFUO, talking about the subject of security and real hope that you can have today in and through Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. On a southern battlefield, during the Civil War, there was a soldier who had the artery of his arm lacerated severely by the fragment of a shell. And in fact, he was fast bleeding to death. And it seems that there was a passing physician who bound up the artery and saved his life. Well, as the physician was leaving, the man cried out, "Doctor, doctor, doctor, what is your name?" "Ah, no matter," said the doctor. "Ah, but doctor, please, please, I want to be able to tell my wife and my children who it is that has saved me." Wow. When the apostles Peter and John were before the highest Jewish council, the Sanhedrin, well, they were being put on trial for healing a lame man. And they were commanded by the council not to speak and not to preach in the name of Jesus. However, the apostle Peter boldly responded to them. He said, "We cannot help but speak of the things that we have seen and heard." Indeed, there is an inner conviction, a compulsion that is inside of a person that has to come out. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a grandpa, if you're a grandma, you know all about the excitement of having a baby being born. Indeed, the news about a baby being born when it's yours is so monumental, you're not able to keep it to yourself. You want to shout it to the mountaintops. We have a new son, a new daughter, or grandson, or granddaughter. Wow. See, it's true. Good news cannot be held within. The Apostle Paul has written, "Brethren, the time is short." And that was well over 2,000 years ago. So the question can be posed, just how short is the time now? Jesus once said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." Well, some years ago, there was a tourist who was traveling along the shores of Lake Como in northern Italy. And it seems that he wanted to visit especially a castle that was called the Villa Arcanati. And it also seems that when the tourist reached the castle, there was a friendly old gardener who opened the gate and showed the tourist the grounds, which were kept in literally perfect order. "How long have you been here?" the tourist asked. "Oh, been here about 24 years, replied the gardener. And how often has the owner of the castle been here during that time? Well, he's been here about four times. And when was he here the last time? Well, that was about, as I remember, it was about 12 years ago. Never since then? Never. Well, does he write to you? No. Well, from whom then do you get your instructions? Well, I get them from his agent at Milan. Really? Does this agent come here quite often? Never. Well, who then does come here? And the gardener replied, he said, I am almost always alone. Only once in a while a tourist like yourself comes here. Ah, but you keep this garden in such a fine condition, and you take such excellent care of the plants, just as though you expected your master to come tomorrow. Today, sir, today, I expect him to come today. Indeed, the message is urgent, and the time is short. Catch that urgency every day through the Lord's precious word and his holy sacraments. Go there and get fed from the head of the church, that is, Jesus Christ himself. Indeed, the bottom line is Christ. The bottom line is his forgiveness for you and for me and for the entire world. Author John Dyer has written, he said, a person may go to heaven without riches, without honor, without learning, and without friends. But he can never go there without Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he shall be saved. Indeed, through Jesus you have been saved. He is your real security for life, your real assurance, your real hope. Trust in him alone for your salvation and also for all the other things that come your way from day to day as well. I think you remember the words of the hymn writer who once wrote, I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus, trusting only thee. Trusting thee for full salvation, great and free. I am trusting thee to guide me. Thou alone shalt lead every day and hour supplying all my need. I am trusting thee to cleanse me in the cleansing flood. Trusting thee to make me holy by thy blood. You know, somebody once said you can trust a God who will die for you, and he has, and you can. The Apostle Paul once wrote to the Romans, Now the God of hope, may he fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works through the Word and increases your hope as it is centered at the bottom line of life. The bottom line is Jesus Christ and what he has already accomplished for you, and he's coming back to get you someday. How about that? You're listening to Moments of Assurance. Appreciate you tuning into the broadcast today. I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. You can reach me at mark.hawkinson@kfuo.org. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to Moments of Assurance with Pastor Mark Hawkinson. Moments of Assurance is underwritten by Mid-American Coaches, mid-americancoaches.net. You can email Pastor Hawkinson at mark.hawkinson@kfuo.org. That's mark.hawkinson@kfuo.org. Hear Moments of Assurance weekdays at noon on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.